Let's begin. 11:17. Ready?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, let's begin. Great to see everybody. I wanted to start with the concept of just saying that Benji asked me an interesting question, and we always are familiar with Kilauea Kerem as being a great vineyard that's next to wheat or next to barley. Remember we said, Rav Yosha said you need all three to be together. But it's really, it could be anything next to it. It could be tomatoes, it could be celery. Any vegetables, lechura, are a problem next to grapes. And Benji asked me an interesting question. In his backyard, he has a grapevine and he has a raspberry. I don't know what they're called, patches or trees or
bushes,
raspberry bushes. The whole question whether raspberry is a fruit. If it's a fruit, then it's not a problem. You can't graft trees, but you can have, you know, fruits next to one another, yes? But you can't have vegetables, you know, next to it. So that's an interesting question I got to look into still, Benji. But I want you guys to know that. We call it Kilauea Kerem. The famous thing is, you know, wheat or barley, but it could even be vegetables. And in Eretz Yisrael, if you have, you better make sure you have space between your cucumber patch and tomato patch. Otherwise, that's Kilauea Yisrael. Remember we said, which is also in Eretz Yisrael, not in what? Not in Chutz La'aretz. Kilauea Yisrael. Kilauea Kerem is also all over the planet Earth. Okay. Sam wishes everyone who went to Iowa this morning went back for Yom Tov, so wishes everyone a good Yom Tov. Okay, let's begin. We saw in the beginning of the Gemara a brisa that was quoted, and the brisa is quoted, which is a completely different topic, and I'm glad that Usher and Azriel asked me this. The whole reason why this brisa was quoted, as we said yesterday in Shir, is to show you that mechitza meant a kosel, correct? But don't make a mistake on Amud Beis that when you say time of the Ratzu, time of the Ratzu is going back on the Mishnah. It's not going back on that brisa by Mechitzas Kerem. Has everyone got that? Okay, don't make that mistake. The brisa is finished at the word Achrayis. At the Amud Beis, the second line, period. Put a big period after Achrayis. Then the Gemara is going to go back in what to our Mishnah make diyuk. Okay, so I want to make that very clear that the whole point of the Mishnah, the whole point of the quote of the brisa is to show you that the word mechitza meant kosel. That's all. Okay? It's not partners. They're not partners. There's a bala kerem, there's a bala sada, and finish. Okay? That is the whole purpose of this brisa. So that's a very good segue into saying, is this really a brisa? So let's pick it up with the Tosfos Kiddushin. Go ahead, Josh. Okay? You guys, look inside. Okay? You know what? Before we start the Tosfos, why don't you read the Rashi there in parentheses? Usually we have a rule, you don't read parentheses, you read brackets. Yes? We know that rule. You don't read the parentheses, you always read the brackets. Okay, read that Rashi for me. Go ahead. Kiddushin. Excellent. The Tana calls the word Guda Mechitza. That is the purpose of this brisa. Now, what is a Tana? A Tana is the Tanoim, who is a period in Jewish history, lasted about 150 or 200 years. They wrote the Mishnayos, the Brisas, and the Tosefos. Brisa literally means outside, meaning it's not included in the Mishnah. Okay? So Brisas, really, Tosefos are the same thing. Every Masechta has in the back what's called Tosefos. It was a very difficult period of time, but very, very flourishing period because Torah Shabbat Peh was made then. The Mishnayos, the Brisa of Tosefos. But it was a very difficult time for Klal Yisrael. The first difficulty was you had Baitosim and Sadukim. You know, groups of Yidim that denied the Torah Shabbat Peh. It was like, you know, forming conservatives now. And there was very difficult. You know, the Sadukim, the Rambam writes, really they didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Sav either. But they knew they would, no one would listen to them about that. So they just tried to reject the Torah Shabbat Peh. But we had struggles. You know, we had very difficult struggles. Then the next difficulty was what? Was the Churban Beis HaMikdash, 70 CE. And then the third difficulty was the story with Beitar. You know, where everyone thought, Rabbi Kiva thought Bar Kochva was the Mashiach. Bar Kosiva, it turned out that he was not. So those were, it spanned only about 200 years, but it was Mishnayos, you know, were made then, the Brisa Tosefos. And it was about from, you know, the first, you know, two up to 100, 200, 250. Yes, Yehuda.
Is that
The Chashmonaim were at the times of the Tanoim.
Yeah, so that was also like earlier now.
It was a little bit earlier than
that. Shimon HaTzadik was the first time. No?
Shimon HaTzadik was from the remnant of the Knesset HaGdolah that ushered in the Tanoim. That is correct. The Mishnah says it opposite, that Shimon HaTzadik was Mishyarei Knesset HaGdolah from the remnant. Knesset HaGdolah was 120 men.
That was during
the second Beis Hamikdash. Correct. So that he was the Hanukkah story was a little bit before the Tanaim. A little bit before. Okay. So when you see that Tana, the Tana called Gud Mechitza. So I have there, I don't know if you guys have the Ozva Hunter. You guys have it? I have in Ghost with Shinim Gimel that he quotes the Ramban and other Rishonim that say Rashi's Girsa was Kiditnan. So that's why it's in parentheses. I guess certain Girsa Rashi were a Kiditanya, like I have. I have an Os Gimel. Do you have a Ghost of Tzionim in your Gemaras? It says Kiditanya, right? So our Gersa of Rashi was Kiditanya, but the Ramban of the Rishonim and Rashi's Gersa Kiditanya. So that's why it's in parentheses. Okay, let's see Tosis. Go ahead. And we'll see. First of all, it's important always to pin down, was it a Brisa or was it a Mishnah, to be precise. But we're going to see even more than that, it's significant regarding Lum Desir in our topic. Okay, go ahead. Excellent. So you see, Tosas Dibra Maskal had what? That it was a Bryce. It says Kiditanya. A lot of guys skim over Dibra Maskal. You're not supposed to skim over anything in learning, right? And certainly Dibra Maskal, I myself include, sometimes skip it over. But this is very significant. Because the Tosas, obviously, if I would ask you, does Tosas hold this as a Bryce of Mishnah? He holds the Bryce. Look at the Dibra Maskal. Yes? He says Kiditanya. Okay, read again, Josh. Kiditanya?
Kiditanya Mechitza, Kam, Shedifritzon.
There are texts, that exist, and if you look in the Old Beis Medrash, there's this gigantic sefer called Dikduke Sofer that have a collection of all the different Gersals, like Sadiat Minkin, the Munich edition. They're different editions of Shas. It's a huge sefer. So there are Gersas out there that say Ditna, that say it was the Mishnah. Go ahead. That's what that means. Whenever you say Yeshvarim de Garza, there are Svarim that say it at the time. Go ahead, Omer. And I believe him. Rabbeinu Tam Nushas. Rabbeinu Tam says there is no Mishnah Bishum Makom Tzrui, anywhere in Shas. That's what the word Bishum Makom means. There is no Mishnah anywhere in Shas. Omer Rabbeinu ain't a Mishnah Bishum Makom. In any place in Shas, you won't find it. And I believe Rabbeinu Tam. He knew Shas. So if he tells you that there's no Mishnah Shas like that, you can believe him. Okay? So he's adamant about this, that he is rejecting those other Gersas that have Kiftanan. He's rejecting them completely. Go ahead. Now I look in Chaf in the, because that's in parentheses. Yeah. So look in Chaf and Gosyunim, it says V'im Tomar. Instead of V'im Kane, it should be V'im Tomar. Okay? What does V'im Tomar always mean? Don't translate it literally, if you'll say. Right, that deserves laps if you say that, right? Okay? But I will only impose it on myself, right? Im Tomar is Akasha, okay? Im Tomar, Taisa asks, it just doesn't go well if you'll say it. It means Taisa asks Akasha. Okay, go ahead.
Bagozo.
Excellent. There are two Agozos in Prakim and Baba Kama. This is the first one. How, Heich means how. How does the Gemara answer in the Baba Kama, in that parak? And Dafkuf, go ahead. Derameir.
Derameir, the Ayin, Gami.
Now, this is a possible potential big mistake. A very possible, and Josh read it right. Do not read the word De'ain. Please don't. It's Da'in. Da'in. If you need to vowelize it, guys. That's a big mistake. Guy comes over to me. I know this twice as well. I know this real guy comes over. No, I know this Tosas is clear. Yeah? He starts reading Tosas, writes the aim. Okay, I'm just fictitiously saying this. I wouldn't want to make him feel bad, but it's not the aim. It's da'im. Da'im means Seth judging. The Reb Meir judges the din of Garmi. Da'im dinet de Garmi. He judges the din of Garmi from the word dying. It's not the word the aim. It's like there's a pasuk in the Gemara quotes, I think in Micha, from the Navi Micha in Sukkah Daf Lamed. You're not allowed to offer a stolen animal for a korban. It says ve'esim es ha-piseach. Or you're not allowed to bring a lame animal. So everyone reads it as Pesach. It's not right. It's Pesach, a lame animal, not Pesach. That's like a famous also type of mistake. But this is also. It's not De'ain. It's Doin. Rav Meir judges Garmi, which you wrote on the board yesterday, you're Chayiv. Either it's indirect damage, you're Chayiv, because you did it, what? Immediately it causes damage, or because why? What's the other rationale we said? It happens immediately, or wells? 100%. Bari Ezek, excellent, guys. Okay, go ahead. So he says, how could the Gemara Bava Kama identify this price as being a case of Garmi? We're indirectly damaging your Chayiv. Go ahead. Asi Shapir. Excellent. If it was a Mishnah, then it would have gone well. It would have fit in beautifully. Why the Stam what? Stam Mishnah Rebeiri, because we have a plow and shas. Reb Meir says you're chayiv bar garmi, Azrael. He's the one who says you're chayiv. He judges the din of garmi, implements it. So how can the Gemara Bava Kama say that what? That it's considered to be what? Reb Meir, and therefore he judges din of the garmi. If it was a Mishnah, have the usher shapir, it would fit in beautifully to Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. The Gemara is like the Gemara does gymnastics over there that stands on its head to try to say, oh, at this price that we think is what? We think is Reb Meir. And the Gemara says the only reason why it's Reb Meir is because Reb Meir judges Garmi, and this is a case of Garmi. Because the Bala Kerem messes up the Bala Sada because he didn't build a fence. Yes? He indirectly damages it. So we've proved conclusively, the Gemara says above a comma, that it's what? The Tan is Reb Meir. You wouldn't have to stand on your head if it was a Mishnah. A Mishnah that's mentioned anonymously, we have a famous klal in Erevin, different place in Shas. Where is it in Erevin? Daf Sadi Vavim, Ibei, is one of the many places. That Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. So why would the Gemara have to jump, stand on its head and say, we think this Brisa in front of us is Reb Meir, because Reb Meir judges Garmi. Why do you have to do that? We know it's a Stam Mishnah. If it was a Mishnah, we'd just say, I know it's Reb Meir, because Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Must be that it's not a Mishnah. What is it? It's a Brisa. Did everyone cop what I just said? Again, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Azriel, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph that stands on his head to prove that this price that we're learning in the beginning of Bava Basra, that the Bala Kerem doesn't fix the fence, in the town is Reb Meir. And he has to pay the Bala Sada because he messes up his wheat. Because that's Dina de Garmi. It's an indirect damage. It must be Chayav. There's a town who holds like that. It's Reb Meir. I wouldn't have to go through that, all those gymnastics. I would just say it's a Stam Mishnah. There's no Tana's name mentioned. We have a class. Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir. What do you have to decipher and say, oh, this case must be Garmi? And who's the Tana that says Yechayim and Garmi? It's Reb Meir. Forget about that. It's a Stam Mishnah. Just say it's Reb Meir. The fact that the Gemara's junk stands on its head and does that is an indicator that this is a Brisa, not a Mishnah. Okay? Has everyone got that? What's difficult with that, truly? Go ahead. What are you bothered by? You look bothered by. Why are you bothered by that? Tell me what you're bothered by.
I'm a little confused about the meaning. When we're speaking about that, or that we're talking about gymnastics and Mars doing, where do we see that just gymnastics? In Tosfos?
No, it's in Bava Kama.
Yeah.
In Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, the Gemara is pilpling and searching. Who's the Tana of this Brisa?
Okay.
So the Gemara says, let's analyze. This case is an indirect damage case of Dini de Garmi. And who's the Tana that's Machayu and Garmi Reb Meir? So it must be the Tana of this Brisa is Reb Meir. If it was a Mishnah, we just go right through, right to it. We know every Stam Mishnah in Shas with no name is Reb Meir.
Okay.
And that's all. But the fact that the Gemara goes through the whole search and goes through all its gymnastics and stands on its head is an indicator that it must have been a Brisa.
Okay.
Because if it was a Mishnah, we go right to it and say it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is like Reb Meir.
Okay.
Yes, dude. You got me? It's really clear?
Yeah.
You've got everything clear as glass. I want you to get it.
Okay. You can use it here. They're not dealing with a price here in Mishnah. They were dealing with a price here and a price there as well.
Yeah, it's the same price.
Okay.
This price is quoted in two places in Shas. Bava Basra Beza Manav, Bava Kama Kufa Manav. Okay? You see, you got to use all of Shas as Kol Turuka Akulachas. Rav Shekhar Shlita always teaches us that. There was a Tana giving a shir once, and the Talmud rose his hand, and he asks a question off the topic. So machlokes Reb Meir and Nechama, can you throw them out? I'm not saying that. I'm doing it more dramatic about it. You know what I'm saying? Or giving, you know. So how do we pass it? You're not allowed to throw them out. Because why? Kol HaTorah Kula Chasid. It's not off the topic. There is no concept off the topic. It's all Torah. Rav Meir held you can throw them out because it's different topics. But we hold Kol HaTorah Kula Chasid. Okay? So this price of Sruli is quoted where? In Baba Basra and Baba Kama. Yes, Judah.
So, I don't understand what I was getting at. Because if we're quoting a mission, we're going to say not anyway. So why is...
No, but that's a question. It's a question what the Girsa was. There are different texts of this Gemara. Did it say Tanya? Did it say Tnan?
Right, so what's
Tosus
trying to say?
Tosus is very adamant that this is a Brisa. He's adamant about it. Why is he adamant about it? You tell me. Because the Gemara in Baba Kama goes through a whole concept of, well, what happened in this case? It was Garmi. And who's the Tana that says Garmi Schaev? Reb Meir. So it must be the Tana that prices Reb Meir. That proves that it's a price, because if it was a Mishnah, we would just say Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir. There's no Tana mentioned name. The fact that the Gemara goes through a whole gymnastics for it, it stands on its head, must be that the Gemara held it's a price conclusively, and therefore, Seth, we say the Girsa is Danya and not Tnan. Okay? Therefore, we clearly hold that it's a price and not a Mishnah. Is adamant about it. You know what adamant means. He's fierce about it. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, good. That's what it means. How else could the Gemara answer in Baba Kama? Beam Tomar, he could ask, how could the Gemara solve it through the concept of saying Garmi? It was a mission, just say Stam Mishra Rabbeinu. Easy. Yes? Yeah, go ahead. That's Asi Shaper means. It fits as a glove. It's very clear. It's good. Shaper means good. Yeah, what do you say, Yosef? You got it, Clor? Wait, what was your kasha?
I skipped the kilon hammer.
Okay, you got it? All right, very good. Excellent. Go ahead, next slide. You're doing a great job, Josh. Let's go. Actually, I said, yeah, this is Rabbeinu Tam again. Go ahead.
The Mashmalei, the Asya, Karabair, Masach.
Mikoach.
Mikoach, Masis,
Dikilayim. One of the 63 Masechtas in Shas is called Kilayim. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Mashma, that the Tana is like Reb Meir, he says, from a Mishnah. So he wants to bring a supportive point that this Brisa is according to Reb Meir, but it's from a Mishnah. Because what did Reb Meir say in that Mishnah Kilayim? The Maisi Hasam, it's quoted there in Baba Kama, okay? This Mishnah is in Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dala, okay? Perek Vav, Mishnah Dala. It's quoted there in Baba Kama. Go ahead.
If
I take my grapevine, excellent, and I put it on the wheat of my friend, it's kind of like I sick my what grapevine on my friend's what? You know what I mean by sick? Sick an animal on someone, right? So he sicks his grapevine on someone else's wheat. Go ahead. Hooray? What do you got there? Yeah, go ahead. Masaka for all the Masrur. Hareze. Hezai means Hareze. Hareze Kidesh, which means what? That it's Asr Bahana. It's another word of saying it's Asr becomes Kilayim. The Chayiv. Go ahead.
The Chayiv. The Akrai.
Yeah, and your Chayiv to pay him. And that Mishnah, go ahead. That Mishnah, I'm going to read you the Mishnah. The first Tan is anonymous. It's Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Hamasach is Gafon HaGavet Vosh Chomer as a Kibz Chai Rachoso. Then it says, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Omri, Ein Ad Amakim, Mekadesh, Domer, Shana, Shalom. Who's the Tanakama? Anonymous. Stam Mishnah is who? Reb Meir. So go ahead, Josh. So it's Stam Mishnah. Agreed on. The Ahi. And that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, meaning the Tanakama is anonymous. It does say Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon argues in the next line. Go ahead. Hilkach, Ahin Nami Diktani Kidesh, meaning our Brisa that says the same word Kidesh. It's Reb Meir. And Tosus concludes, which he doesn't really do. Go ahead. Khan? I don't need to talk more about it. I don't need to say more about this. I don't need to say anything more lengthy. What I've said is enough. Done. Don't argue with me, Tyson says. I'm not going to say anything more. about this topic. This is conclusively Remeir. It's a Braisa and it's Remeir. Now, how do I know it's Remeir? The Gemara proved it through being what? In Baba Kama, through being Dina to what? The Garbi. How does Rabbi Natan give a supportive proof? How does Rabbi Natan give a supportive proof? Yosef? He dug up a Mishnah Shas, excellent Ariel, the Sechuski line, that says black on white. Tanakama says Kidesh. And then if I sick my grapevine on my friend's weed, it's a similar case, not identical, because this Bryce had a case of offense. It says Tanakama is what? Usher? Harzikidish Rabbi Yosef? Shimon say no, it's okay. Ain't on a Maknish Dover Shane and Shalom. Person cannot mess up someone else's property. He lied. Perik Zion Mishnah Dalit. You look it up. Okay? I can't hear you.
In Baba Kama.
Yes, Adaf Kuf from an
Aleph. Does it say Ditanya or Ditana?
I don't know.
Over there,
I don't know. You want to look it up, Arya? Look it up the Gemara of Baba Kama Adaf Kuf. Does it say Tanya or Tanan? I don't know. Azriel, it's a good kasha.
Bring a proof just from there, saying you quote the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it says there. I don't remember. Okay, good question. If you can look it up on his computer, that's a good question. But Tosfos doesn't go to that Nakuda. Okay? But it's a good kash on your own. Yes, Jake.
I didn't understand what this Gomer Rabbeinu Tam is coming to bring.
The Rabbeinu Tam is giving a supportive point that the Tana of the Brights must be Remeir, because there's a Mishnah in Shas that matches it. And that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's just a supportive point. It would have been enough to what? Just quote the Gemara Baba Kama, but to conclude that it's a Braisa. But he's bringing a supportive point that I want to tell you that this Braisa is Taka what? That this Braisa has got to go with Remeir because his mamish matches Remeir in the Mishnah.
It says the Tanya.
It says the Tanya?
The Tanya, yeah. The
read it again. Go ahead.
Right.
It says that Kufa Med Aleph?
Yeah.
Does it quote the Mishnah in Kilayim on that daf?
Yeah, that's...
Does it quote the Sakhne? Yes. It quotes it? And that says Tanan. So Azriel, there's your answer. It does say Tanya.
So what's one of the Tosfos?
Right. It does, no, it says Kidetanya. It says Kidetanya. So that's what Tosfos says. He loves that Kidetanya. He's rejecting the gears that say Tanan.
Right.
So it fits in good. Excellent.
But my question was why, if there's just so many proofs, why it is right? Because
there were other Gerses out there that exist, and he wants to reject those. Our Gerses that we have, yes.
Okay.
Our Gerses we have, yes. But there were those that quoted Rashi that said Tanan, the Rabban, right, others. Other Rishonim. Yeah, good. Yes, Joseph, what do you say?
Just a clarification question. I always thought Stam, I thought it's misunderstood. Stam. Mishnah Remeir, I thought there's no shooters at all.
No, it could also be the Tanakama too. Yes, Stam Mishnah could also include a Tanakama that's anonymous.
It's on your bottom.
Usually we do say, you're making a good point, a good Nakuda, good Har Yosef. Usually Tanakama, we always call it the Chacham. Usually we do. But Lamaisa here, a lot of times also is referred to as Remeir. Okay? It's a good Har. It is a good Har. Yosef usually the Tanakama, usually is the Chacham. But you see in this Mishnah, he's assuming that it's Remeir. It's a good horror. Now we're assuming Stam Mishnah usually is a no names at all. But we're saying a Tana Kama also as well. Excellent. Excellent. Everyone's on the ball. Yeah, go ahead, Benji. What do you say?
So is our Mishnah, is that Stam Mishnah also?
Yes, it is. It is. No, not one time his name is mentioned. That is correct. It is a Stam Mishnah. Did anyone ever reference it as being a Stam Mishnah? I don't remember, but it is a Stam Mishnah. Well said. That is correct.
What we quoted and is a Stam Mishnah.
Yes, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's an example of a Stam Mishnah. Our Mishnah.
Oh, our own Mishnah.
Yeah, our own Mishnah is an example. Yes. Very good, Benji. Excellent. Okay. Now, I want to add on to this. Please get it down. Okay, let's add on to this thesis. Lamaisa, there is a Tosfos in Baba Kama. I didn't give it to you in the Marma Kodesh, but get it down. B'daf Kufa Medalef B'maskeh Mechitzas. Are you with me? Tosfos there proves. He also agrees with our Tosfos. Says it's a Braisa, correct? Because it would be a Mishnah. We'd say Stam Mishnah Remeir, and we only say that by a Mishnah, not a Braisa. But we still know that it's a Braisa, and despite that it's a Braisa, Remeir is the one that what? Remeir is the one that taught this Braisa. How do we know? So Tosfos says in Baba Kama, please get it down. He says there is a cloud, according to the Rambam, called Adam Oser Dover She'ena Shalom. Please get that phrase. I'm going to write it on the board. Adam Oser Dover She'ena Shalom. If I don't continue to be lazy to get up and not write it, okay? I am going to write it. Adam Oser Dover She'ena Shalom. I can ask for someone else's property, and the Zroim become also because of what? My grapes.
Can I repeat it?
Yes. Adam Oser Dover She'ena Shalom. A person can ask for someone else's property. But if you hold Ein Adam Oser Dover She'ena Shalom, then the Kerem would not, the grapes would not ask for the Zroim at all. Okay? So I want you to get this down. Tosus adds on that Reb Meir is of the opinion, they knew Reb Meir taught this price because Reb Meir was of the opinion, which we don't necessarily paskin like, but Reb Meir was of the opinion, it was a price, he's the time of the price. Reb Meir holds Adam Us Osir Davar She'eno Shiloh. A person asks for something that he doesn't own. And Reb Yossi, I think, who was it? Reb Shimon? Who was it? Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon? Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon? They hold Ein Adam. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shiloh. Okay? So, says Tosfos, we know that Reb Meir has to be this time. Even though it's a brisa, Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir, but how do you know the brisa? Because Reb Meir is of this opinion that a person can ask for someone else's property. Okay? That is what Tosfos adds on in Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. So that's another reason why we know this brisa of the Tana is who? Is Reb Meir. However, Lamaisa, however, the Meiri in Dibri Masko Kfar says he begs to differ on that Nakuda. In the Meiri writes, the Brisa that we're learning that the Zroim, the wheat become Usher, is according to everybody. Why? Because there was a fence there. There was a fence there originally. The machlokus is whether you do a maisa and mess up someone else's property. Here there was no maisa. Here there was no maisa. Here the fence fell down. And since the fence fell down, the maisa, then there's no blockage. And therefore, this brisa could go like everybody. You can't prove this brisa is a mayor that he asks the tefuah of his friend. He didn't do a maisa. The fence fell down. The fence fell down, and therefore, since the fence fell down, it becomes a mixture. If it becomes a mixture, it becomes usher. So this is not necessarily a proof at all, says the Meiri, Dibur Masko Kfar. The Meiri is by us, Dibur Masko Kfar. Please get that line. Tosu Baba Kama said, I know this price for Meir, because Meir is the one who says, Adam Osor Dabar Shem Shalom. But that's if you're dealing with a Maisa, says the Meiri, where you do an action. Here there was no action, Yehuda. The fence fell down. If the fence fell down, everyone's going to agree there's a mixture together. It's going to be usher. It doesn't fall under that machlaikis. So that can't be a way to prove conclusively that what? That it's Reb Meir. It is Reb Meir, don't get me wrong. But that's not a way to prove conclusively that it's Reb Meir. That's the Meiri's Nakuda against Tyson Baba Kama. And the Rashbah basically says Jake's Nakuda with Tosas brought Tosas quoted that additive supportive point. The Rashbah is here, Dibur Masko Achi Karsinan. What's the raya that the price is Reb Meir? Because it fits like a glove, the match of the Mishnah in Kilayim. It says in the Mishnah in Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dao, Masach, Kafon, Agab, Etfus, Shachavir, Arzeki, Shachavir, Achar, Yosu. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, that's the Tanakamas. Reb Meir is the one who's Bechai, the Garmi, so the price is Reb Meir too. So the Rashbah just says the second Nakuda of Tosfos.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, the Rashbah just says the second Nakuda that Reb Meir and Tam said. That he dug up the Mishnah, the Mishnah is almost a match of our Brisa. And it's conclusive that this price is according to Reb Meir. Okay? That's what the Rashbah writes. Allah
Kalamaisa.
Yeah, the Meiri is of the opinion, Yehuda, that Tosin Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, which proved, Tosin Baba Kama and Kuf Amud Aleph proved, what did it prove? It proved that it's Reb Meir because why? Because Reb Meir is of the opinion that Adam is Oser Dabar Shein Shalom. That a person does what? A person does asr something that's not his own. Through what? Through doing a maaser. Well, yeah, that's what the Miri says. The Miri says, a person what? A person asr something. That's not this case, though. The Miri says that's not a way to prove it because there was no maaser. The fence fell off. It becomes mixed together, so everyone holds that's kilayim. Right? The Tosu Baba Kama proved, said, I could say it's a mayor because Adamos of Darashol. That's only when you do a maaser, Tosus says the Miri to that. The Miri says back to this is Tosus of Baba Kama. Tosu Baba Kama. The Miri says, no, that's rak al yaday maaser. That's only through a maaser do we assume that you invoke this machlokus. In our case, the Miri says it was no maaser. Right? Rak al yaday maaser. Reb Meir holds, I'm sorry, the Miri, rak hayadei mice, just through a mice. So that's not a way to prove it. Don't get me wrong, the Miri would not say, I don't think the Bryce is Reb Meir. It is Reb Meir, but that's not the way to prove that it's Reb Meir. Okay. Fine. I want to get to the following now, which is tremendous, tremendous, very important. And if you get a chance, try to look it up. Maybe after Rosh Hashanah, we'll look at it inside. But I want to mention it now. Yeah, go ahead, sir. Okay. Let me give you an example, okay? If I have a pot of cholent, I have a pot of cholent, cook a cholent, and my friend, I mean, I don't know if it's my friend after you hear what he did, my friend drops an ounce or a little bit of moisture of milk in my cholent. What's the din in that cholent? What would you say? Is that mutter to eat or is that basar b'chalav? It's hot. What'd you say? Okay, let's say there was not shisha. Very good, sir. There wasn't a ratio of shisha. Okay. Let's say it was a lot of milk. Would that answer it or not? It was a lot of milk. Of course it would. I agree with you. But isn't there a cloud? Ain't adam osur davar sheni shelo? That wasn't my milk. I thought you can't answer my property, says Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon. Why is that Shulam Usher? Go ahead, Shuli.
You can say that here with this dinner, the Usher, that's on the action itself. Shulam is more focused on the result, meaning there isn't, we don't really care if he's ushering it.
Okay, you're on the right direction. You're on the right direction. We're going to fine tune it a little bit what you're saying. Okay? Yes?
When you're eating the Shulam, you're eating the milk also.
Okay, you're saying good also, but I'm just saying even before you eat it, is there a chef so basar b'chalav? So everyone agrees, yes it is, and I agree with you. You're absolutely right. So I want to know why the Bala Karen asks the guy's wheat. You know who asked this kasha? Toysin Yavamas, get it down, pay gimel on the basis. It's a top toast of your maskal ain. It's a great kasha. Pay gimel on the base, dibra maskal ain. You guys look it up. If you hold Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheni Shelo, then how is it, Lamaisa, that you can mess up the cholent? Okay? Jake, go ahead.
It's the answer that only applies to my
Shabbat. Ah, very good. Excellent.
Isn't the bartender on the Mishnah?
Okay, let's get it down. The Re gives the following answer in Tisus. That only something that's totally b'machshava, Do we say this halach of Ein Adam Osar Davar Sheni Shelo? Like Machshava of Avodah Zarah 2. If you bow down to someone's behemoth, I have a beautiful cow that does the greatest job in the world. Then I got this guy bowing down to it. See, he makes it into a deity set, and I can't use my cow anymore? That's ridiculous. Anything that's Talui B'Machshava, do we say the cloud? Anything that's totally on Machshava, we say Ein Adam Osir Davar Sheni Shelo. If it's totally in thought, the thought has to come with the action too. It's not just the action. The chulent is just an action. Like Shruli said, a result. Is there a mixture of milk and meat? Yes, there is at the end of the day. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, says Tais V'Yavamas, Toys to be Avamas, pay Gimel and Beis, Varim of Machshavah, like Avodah Zarah, and Kilayim, wow, those are totally the Machshavah, then we say the principle, Ein Adam Oser Davar she'eino shelo, but if it's totally on mitzias, achein, totally on just the facts, right? Like Basar B'cholov, Kamo Basar B'cholov, then your friend, Kamo Basar B'cholov, Efshur, your friend Shechaveiro, Asr. It is possible that your friend can Asr it. Does everyone got that distinction? Very important distinction. Please get it. And we find this in the Mishnah Kilayim, Perakei Mishnah Vav. Get it down, another Mishnah in Kilayim. Aroa Yerek Bekarmo. I see a vineyard, and I see he's got vegetables. Lomer Kishakiel Lo Al Katenu. When I get there, I'll take it out. Filo Hosef Masai Mutter. Even if it adds a 200, which I don't know if we're going to get to it in the dice today. But if it adds, you know, what's the growth of Kilayim? You know, what's the growth of Kilayim, Ari, to be awesome? 1, 200. Gemara Psachim Chafeim and Aleph. So even if it grows with Masayim, it's Mutter. If he says, when I go back there, I'll take it out. If it really bothers you, you have to want kilayim. In order for kilayim to be kilayim, you have to want the growth. If you don't want the growth, it can't be kilayim. Avodah Zarah, you want to make the behemoth a deity, you have to want the behemoth to be a deity. And therefore, you cannot mess up my stuff. You got me? Anything that's totally b'machshav, but you apply the principle ain other oser darish and shalom. Whereas everything else, most other categories of Allah Azriel, are not totally b'machshav. Basar b'chol is totally out of mitzias. Is there chulin and milk here? It's us. I don't care who did it. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
So I'm not really seeing the line there, because why can't you say your friend's going to be like, I want to put milk in this and it's chulin?
Because Basar B'chol doesn't depend on Machshava. It all depends on the Metzius. I could care less what the guy thinks. There's certain areas in Halakha that only depend on the Metzius. Most areas only apply to the Metzius. Some require Machshava. Like Avodah Zarah, like Kilayim. Now if you'd have stopped me, I would have thought Kilayim also would have been by Basar B'chol. But it's not. Avodah Zarah I can hear. Because you knew a guy has to think about it. This is his deity. If you'd have asked me, it woke me up 3 o'clock in the morning, I would have said Kilayim is more like Basar B'chol, not like a Vodazar. But that's Tosfos Chiddush. That Kilayim, and I think the rationale is that we have to create the mixture. So you have to want to create the mixture. That's really not a good svara, what I'm saying. Because Basar B'chol is also a mixture, no? Basar B'chol doesn't require that much svara. This is Tosfos Yevamos. I want it's a small Tosfos. Bleen that out. I would like to... Maybe we'll show. We'll photocopy it next week on Shir on Thursday, Tzom Gedalia, and then we'll look at it inside. We'll put it on the Zoom on the chat. Yes, go ahead, Tzom. What do you say? It is like I'm saying. I wouldn't have thought that. If you'd have asked me, I would have made it like Basar B'chol.
So what's the defense for that?
We're going to see if there's other Rishonim that argue. We can get to it right now. But what is it based on? I mean. Lamais, I guess you have to say somewhat what I'm saying. That this mixture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, required, that it requires a machshav, a wanting to do it. Requires a wanting to create it. Basar B'chol, for some reason, doesn't require that wanting.
So Lamais,
maybe it's more natural. I mean, people have cheeseburgers all the time, non-Jews, right? So, you know, I'm saying maybe that's the reason. But, you know, whatever it is, Tosfos is boxed into a corner. He had to give an answer. That's the answer that he gives. Okay, you're saying good. One second, you know. And Yosef. However, I gave you the Rash. The Rash is who? Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon is found on the Mishnayos. And he says the following. He's one of the Rishonim too. The Rash Mishnayos. Remember we said in Tosos, if the Rash Baw is quoted in Tosos, the Rash Mishnayos. So he asks, he doesn't like Tosos' answer. Just like Shruli didn't like it, he also doesn't like it. He asks quotes from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara has the following case. I want you to get it. You know what the Mechatas is? What is the Mechatas? The water that you use with the ashes of the Paraduma to Matar someone, who was Tomei Mace. So you take Mayim from a natural spring, you burn the paraduma, the red heifer, and you fix the ashes with the water, sprinkle it on a guy. You're not allowed, what'd you say? Yes. If someone's tummy mace, how do you make a guy taller? So you take a red heifer, you burn the red heifer, get its ashes, mix it with water from a natural spring, mix it together, then you sprinkle on the guy day 3 and day 7 of his process of becoming tahor. It's a whole mesechta and shas, mesechta's part. Now you're not allowed to do work with the mechatas. You're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to do work with the cow, the red heifer. If it worked, then it disqualifies it. So if you do malach with the mechatas of para, and someone's getting ready to use it, and you mess up his property by doing work with it, you're potter b'din yad v'chai b'din shamayim. So it says it does mess up your friend's property. Now isn't that totally b'machshava? That's totally b'machshava. The Gemara says above Metziah, and af lamed amalach. Get all the Gemaras. That if an egla rufa or a para aduma has a yoke put on their neck and you thresh with them without permission, the animal is kshayra. So you see you need machshav. You see you need machshav. If I use someone's animal, I put a yoke on the egla rufa. Egla rufa, you know what egla rufa is? The calf you decapitate when there's a dead person found between two cities. The chachamim that closest city have to measure. The chachamim of that city have to measure and they say, we didn't do anything. We maybe weren't hospitable, we didn't give the guy directions, but you can't have any malacha done on a paraduma or a calf that's an egla rufa. And if you do, it disqualifies it. What happens if I go ahead and take someone's paraduma or egla rufa, I'm from a different town and I mess it up? It doesn't mess it up. Because with shalobi daik, it was ksherim. Because it was no machshav l'edishin. You just put it on and you did it shalobi daik. You didn't realize l'maisin that it was a din. You need machshav l'edishin. You didn't realize what the animal was doing. I don't know, maybe it was cold or something, so you put the yoke on. Then all of a sudden it starts working. It's working automatically, doesn't do it. You need machshava. So therefore, anytime the Torah says you need machshava, you cannot asra yedei chavera. And by kilayim, what does it say?
One second.
By kilayim, what does it say? What does it say by kilayim? Lo tizra. That's dafka when you want the zriya. But if a parachatas is totally what? The pasuk on whether it did malacha. It's not totally on the violin. It's not totally on the violin. Another terrorist, it says by kifayim karmacha. What does karmacha mean? Dafka ke'ein shocha. That it was good for you. So what does the Rosh Mishan say? Let's get what the Rosh Mishan says first. What does the Rosh Mishan say different than Taisus? He doesn't like the Rosh. Rosh. Reish. Shin. The Rosh Mishan, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishans, he asks on Taisus Teretz that the Gemara says in Gittin that we want. What did Taisus? What was Taisus's answer again? Someone tell me Taisus's answer. When do we say Ein Adam Also Dar Rashin Shalom? Only on things where it's by Machshava. You can't mess up someone else's property. But if it's totally on Metzius, you can. Yes. Ask the Rosh. It's against the Gemara. If you do malacha and make atas of someone's property or parachatas, you're putter, you're only chayav din shamayim. Why are you putter? Didn't you usher someone else's stuff? Even though it's what? Even though it's totally b'machshava? The Gemara says about Metzia, it's totally b'machshava. So therefore, it's very, very difficult. Don't give me this cloud that what? Don't tell me this cloud, like you said, Shruli, that something's totally b'machshava. We apply the principle. We just dug up a Gemara that says, what? Even though it's totally b'machshava, you can mess up someone's what? Paraduma. You can mess up someone's mechatas. But why? It's totally b'machshava. You see that answer's wrong. Mamish wrong. So what's the answer then? So he just rejected Tosa's answer. So we're back to the kasha. What's the difference between the chulin pot and what else? And the case of the grapevine with the wheat, yes? What is the difference, the Rosh says? I said, I'll give you the difference. The difference is, any time the Torah says you need the ratzon of the balabayas, your chaveiro plays no role. It's a special din. Lo tizra means you! You know, like Uncle Sam, they have those marketing points of finger at you? Uncle Sam, the Torah, Hashem, l'havdol olvelo, says, lo tizra, you don't do it. You don't plant Kilai, Karen, and what sawed it together. But if someone else tries to mess you up, lo tizra, that's only when you're happy with it. You don't necessarily have to do it, but as long as you're happy with it. By Kilai, it says what? By Kilai, it says lo tizra. Dafka, when you want the Zriya. So I could have my friend do it, but I have to want it. It's a special din, lo tizra. You have to want it. But by Torah Chatos, what does the Torah say? It says what? If you're noach lasos to malacha, not to the bialim. It's not talking about the owners. As long as you are happy with the malacha. And if the guy was happy with the malacha, then it's enough. That's one answer, he says. And the other answer says, it says karmacha. What is karmacha? Kein shalcha. As long as you're happy with it, it's enough. So it doesn't make a difference what? It doesn't make a difference whether you do it lamaisa yourself. As long as you're happy with it, it's considered to be okay. So therefore, I want you to get this cloud out. The Rosh, Tosus, has a principle that we only say something's tali b'machshava, ein aron dos, or never shen shalom. But b'metzias, but in case of bas v'chal, it's after your friend can ask. Says the Rosh Mishantz, I have a different answer. There's a special din. Special din, says the Rosh. Right, this is Dysis. Special din, says the Rosh, of Inishim Shemishantz, that Kiwayim, Sarif, Nichusa, the Bible. What's Nichusa mean? The wanting. You need the Nichusa of the owner. Lo Tizra. Hashem says, I don't want you to what plant it. And if you're okay with it, it will become a problem. If you're okay with it, it will become a problem. And therefore, if the owner is okay with it, it's going to be a what? It's going to be a problem. Allah Almighty. The owner. The owner of the Bala Karim and the Bala Sodeh.
They're both happy.
In other words, this Isser comes into play, Lamaisa, in a situation where you want it. And the guy is ossering it, the Bala Karim. The Bala Karim is going to be the one that ossers it. And therefore, he says that it's enough to have Nichusa the Bala. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa comes out. We say this klal of what? Ein Anamos HaDarvish Anishalol. A person should ask her what? Only so that's totally machshava. Do we say this din of what? This din of kilayim. That you have to what? You have to want it, lemaisa, to be usher. A person has to want it to be usher. If he doesn't want it to be usher, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem. How do we get onto this? Because we're defining this brisa according to the sheet that holds adam, osur, davar, shin, and shalom. Yes? Who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? Ain Adam Osir Darishal. We hold like Rabbi Yosef Shimon. Who's the town of our Brisa, guys? Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir hold? Adam Osir Darishin Shalom. So, one second, Aryeh. Don't confuse this, okay? Now, Reb Meir holds Adam Osir Darishin Shalom, and therefore what? We're being masked with the sheet of who? Reb Yosef Shimon. Reb Meir holds even by Kilai and Rasus. That's Reb Meir's opinion. That's the Brisa that's quoted by us. We don't hold like Reb Meir. We hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon. Please get that down. We don't accept Reb Meir. We hold in a number of trouble. I want to know what the scope of that cloud is that we paskin. We don't say it by children, but we say it by Kilayim. So Tosu says because Kilayim is Rakshah. Truly says that answer is difficult. So says the Rosh. Seems to be against the Gemara Gittin. So the Rosh's answer is by Kilayim you need Nechusa the Bailin. And if you don't hold like Reb Meir, the Bailin don't want it. Reb Meir holds it's okay. Reb Meir says you can create Kilayim. We're being mazber according to sheet that we don't hold like. We don't hold like Reb Meir. We're going like the sheet that we paskin. You understand what I'm saying?
It's Ein Anam Osir, but it doesn't say Ein Anam Posa. So the Mechakas are not Osir the Mechakas. They're still Mudra. No.
But I'm hurting him. I'm damaging him. I can't damage a guy that's also an Isser too.
It's going to damage him, but why does that mean it won't work?
But there's no... But there's no chilagari. It doesn't make a difference. Because the bottom line is us for me to damage a guy.
So
I'm part of the video. I'm going to begin the Shemayim.
Just because
it's
us doesn't mean you can't do
it. I understand that, but it's an issue to be mazik someone. So that's the kashi he's asking. What do you mean? There's a requirement of machshava, and we find that what? That a person does ask if someone else does ask. Do you see that was his kashi?
You're not asking, you're possibly.
What'd you say?
You're not asking
I understand. There's no naftamina. There's a chalos. There's an effect done. Doesn't make a difference whether it's false or not. I can mess up someone else whether I ask or pass. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as assering. You can't use that water anymore. So there's no deal, no chibuk behind that. So what I want to bring out, get this down in your notes. We're identifying our rights as Rebbeir and Merimer. We don't paskin like Rebbeir. We paskin like Rebbe Yosef Shimon. Ain other also darbar shena shalom. Done. That's why it's so critical that it's a brisa, because the Stam Mishnah usually paskin like the Stam Mishnah. This Tanakhama like the Rebbeir, but there's Yachim Arab and Malach Kirab. You hold like Rebbe Yosef Shimon. Done. Yes? So then I want to know what's the difference between that and Cholim. Within the Tana that we paskin, truly we're asking that. So we have the answer of who? Tosh Nivalis? Who else do we have the answer of? Rosh Mishans. Yes, Jay, go ahead.
If you hold like the Rosh Mishans, would that be another solution for why the Baal HaKarim is Chayav Achrayas if he doesn't build the wall? Because if he's Nisiyayish, isn't that Gilad Dazit that he doesn't care?
But Rib Shimon is going, we're going to get to it, yes. Excellent. If we have time, we're going to get to it. Yes. But I just want you to note something, that this whole Bryce is within Reb Meir. We don't paskin. But you're making a great point, and let's just finish up and we'll get back to what Jake's saying. As long as you require Nichus of the Bible, maybe that's the reason, and I'm going to spill the beans right now. Let me ask you a question, which is a Machloikis and Rishon. Let's say it right now. Okay? Let's say it right now. Let me ask you. If you warn the guy after it broke the fence, if you warn the guy and he doesn't build the fence, yes? Is it usser or not? What do you say? Is it usser or not? Halach lemaisa. What do you say? You warned him, right? If you don't warn him, is he putter or not? What's the din? It broke. Remember, we said you have to warn him. We didn't get to it yet. But what is it? It doesn't say you have to gador. Said that we learned in the Brisa. Warn him. What happens if you don't warn him? What's the din? You tell me. Rabbeinu Yonah says he's putter. Tosu says b'shem the Ri is putter. Why? Because garmi is only chayv when you do it b'meiz and not b'shogeg. If he wasn't warned, maybe he doesn't know. Yeah, we only said one opinion. Tosus says, and the Rabbeinu Yonah is Masbir, that if you don't warn the guy, the Baal HaKarim is putter. Why is he putter? Because the Chiv is because of Garmi. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, if it's B'shogeg, if he doesn't know, you're not chayvin Garmi. And the Ramban and the Rashba argue. And they say what? If you don't warn him, listen to this. If you don't warn him, not only are you putter, but it's also not kilayim. Wow! Not only is he putter, but it's not kilayim. Tosos will say Rabbeinu Yonah he's putter, but it does become kilayim. But the Ramban writes that what? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban and the Rashba Benji say what? It does not become kilayim over him. Why doesn't it become kilayim? Because of what Jake said. You need what? You need the wanting of it. You need to want it to become kilayim. If you don't, or if aren't warned about it, you don't know about it. They could say, I want it. Here you don't know about it. You have to rotsa bikiyumo. That's the phrase. You have to want it here. And here, since you didn't put the fence, you don't know that you have a what? A chiyuv to put the fence up. That's not considered you want it. What'd you say? The Baal HaKarim wasn't warned that he has to put it up. So that's not evidence that I want it. Halacha l'maisa. It's not evidence I want it. Plus the fact the Ran and the Nukios of Damascus Omrim say, even if you know there's an Ishikilayim when the fence breaks, but you could say, maybe I don't have to put up the fence myself. Maybe we both have to. So it's not considered to say I want it. Excellent, Jake. So I want you to get this down. Connect this machlokes. Again, Paisus, V'Rabbeinu Yonah, say, B'li Hasra, without being warned, what's the din? He's putter from pain, putter milashalem, because Shogeg is putter by Garmi, putter by Garmi, because you didn't do it with Mason. Normally in Garmi style, but if you're Shogeg, you're putter. Achain, what's the Achain? However what? What's the Achain? Is it still Kilayim? Yes, it is. Achain, Yesh Adayin, Isser Kilayim, because it got mixed together. You didn't patch the fence. Comes the Ramban and the Rashba, And they say, not only are you putter, not only are you putter without a warning, it's no kilayim. Low rock, putter, milishalim. Not only are you just putter from pain, low rock, putter, milishalim, ella, rather, ach, ein iser kilayim. Why? Because lo rutsa b'kiyumo, I never showed that I wanted it. Because I didn't know it. I never showed that I wanted the mixture at all. I never showed it once. So this Rabbi Rashba is working well with who? That Rash. Is working well with that Rash. That kilayim needs nichusa of the violin. You follow me? It's not just what? It needs nichusa of the violin. It's not just machshava. It needs nichusim of the real owner. And the truth is, this goes very well, Lamaisa, with the Ramban. Why does it go very well with the Ramban Lashitaso? Because the Ramban cannot say that the Hasra was an order to Mechayiv him. Because the Ramban writes in the Kuntras Dini de Garmi that Garmi is not a Knas, it's a Chiyuv Gomer. And therefore, you're chayiv even to shogeg. And if the kilayim would be usher, you would be chayiv b'achrayis even if there was no hasra. I want you to get that point down. The Rabban Lashitaso holds that Garmi, in his kuntras to Garmi, Garmi b'shogeg is chayiv. Not putter. Like who? Like we wrote on the board for who? For Tosus and Rabban Yonah. Garmi b'shogeg is chayiv. So therefore, if it became kilayim, Ariel, you got this nakuda? Please get this. If it became kilayim, then you'd have to pay. We're trying to be mazim the din. If you're not warned, you are what? You are putter. But according to the Ramban, garmi b'shogeg is chayiv. So why aren't you chayiv to pay, Yosef? It must be because there's no kilayim that's created. You didn't do anything wrong. So that's why you don't have to pay. Why is it that you didn't do anything wrong? Because in order for kilayim to become kilayim, you need the what? The wanting of the owner. Like the Rashi says, like the Ramban says. So we're saying a whole shtickle Torah here. I'm saying the Ramban is l'shitaso, because the Ramban holds garmi b'shogi is chayiv. So therefore, if it would have become kilayim, you would have had to pay. And the din is your putter when you're warned, it says. So it must be that, according to the Ramban, kilayim was not created as an iser. Because if it was created, you would have had to pay even without a warning. Because garmi b'shogeg is chayiv. So the Ramban is l'shitaso, and he says there's no kilayim, because he holds like the shtickel Torah of the Rash, of the chus of the Bible. Does everyone chap what I just said? We just said a chiddush here. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
So the call on top of the Is that
nichusa means the wanting, the will. He wants it.
Does that only fall into the realm of halui on asiya? Because if
it's not just totally on asiya, you need the wanting of the bala boss too.
I'm saying like you don't want your sholat to be traded.
It doesn't make a difference. Sholit in Basu Machal doesn't make a difference about what the owner wants or not. It's all dependent on cheese. You take to a chemical laboratory, is there meat and milk in there? Done. Usser. I could care less about what the Baal Bas wants. Kilayim, according to Tosfos, and the way we paskin, says you need machshava in general. The Rosh is a little bit more than that. A lot more. He says you need the wanting and the willingness of the owner. So he makes it more specific.
By the
Cholin
case, then because that's not because
the Cholin case is all Metzias. Yeah, you don't care about any machshav. Most Yisurim in the Torah are like that. Avodah Zarah and Kilayim here are very, very unique. Paraduma is unique. That you need machshav. Most things don't need machshav. But you need the will. But it's a different formulation. Nichusa the Bailey is different than Semachshava. But don't get confused. This is all according to who? The Tana that we paskin, not like Rebbeir. Rebbeir said that the Baal HaKer messes up. What do you mean? Eilat goes to the Rosh Hashanah. Rebbeir doesn't hold that. Rebbeir holds other closer to Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin like that. So within the way we pass it, we're asking, what's the difference between the chulin and kilayim? So we gave Tosa's answer. We gave the Rasha's answer. But then we said, as Jake made a great nakuda, he said, well, if you're not warned, what did it say in our brisa? What did it say in our brisa if you're not warned? You're not chayav to pay. It said gedor, gedor, gedor. Chayav b'chayav. If you don't do the gedor, if you don't tell the guy gedor, we're not going to have time. Maybe we'll see. It's a question, who warns who? Not who warns who, but who's doing the warning? Who's issuing the warning? Is it the Bala what? Sada, the Bala we, who's warning the Bala Karim, or is it Bezdin that warns him? It's a whole question, who does the warning? You know what? Let's do that right now. Add that Nikuda now, right now. Please get that down. Because that works in Lashitasa. Okay? Who's doing the warning? Who's doing the warning? So Lamaisa, the Ramban says, the Ramban has a different Girsa. What does the word Girsa mean? Get it down. So really, what's Girsa mean? Text. He has the Girsa Omrim. What is our Girsa in our Gemara? What is our Girsa in our Gemara? Omer lo. He has the Girsa Omrim. Who's Omrim? No, who's Omrim? Bezdin. Bezdin is the one that warns who? Warns the Bala Karen that you better get that fence fixed. And if you don't, if they don't warn him, he doesn't know anything about it. That's not called Rotsu Bikumo, therefore it won't be us, sir. So the Ramban says, who's doing the warning? Let's get it down. The Ramban says, Bezdin. Omrim. It's Bezdin that's giving the Hasra. Beautiful. Works out beautiful. What does Toysa say? What was the Lushan? Omer Law. Yes? What does Toysa say? Omer Law. Toysa says, Omer Law. Who's giving the warning? The Baal HaLak HaSadeh. The Baal HaZroim is giving the what? We'll call it Baal Achita. The Baal Achita is giving the HaZroim's Masre. He's the one who's warning the Baal Akerim. Why is he the one who's warning the Baal Akerim? According to the Ramban, it won't become Kilayim. According to Tosfos, what's the din? What's the din according to Tosfos if he doesn't do the warning? What do you say according to Tosfos? He knows that there's an Issur Kilayim. He's got to put a fence. But he thinks what? No, but what does he think? He thinks he doesn't have to be the only one that should have to pay for the fence. But he knows there's Kilayim there. And if you know there's Kilayim there and you don't think you have to build a fence, what's the din if you don't build a fence? It's considered to be your punter, but is it called Kilayim? Yes. That's considered to be what? Nisiyayish Milagadro. That's considered to be enough to be Rotsu B'Kiyumo. Because you know there's an issue, Kilayim, and you know you have to build a fence. But you thought you shouldn't have to pay for it yourself. That's considered Nishayish Malagadro. That's enough Rotsu B'Kiyumo. That's enough to Aser. That's enough to Aser. You could say Tosfos also says. See how the Ramban says, Bezdin gives the Hasra, and if Bezdin doesn't give the Hasra, you completely want Butter. Now you can be the Butter. You don't know about it, so there was not Rotsu B'Kiyumo. Bezdin didn't warn you. But if you're the Baal, if you hold that the Baal Achita warns you, you know that it's Kilayim. You just don't think you should have to pay for the fence yourself. Well, if you don't build a fence, that's enough for Kilayim to be registered as an Isser. Because you fulfill Rotsu B'Kiyumo. That's called Rotsu B'Kiyumo. That's enough Rotsu B'Kiyumo. Who says this, Hesber? Chassam Sofer says this, Hesber. Chassam Sofer says this, Hesber and Tosfos. It's a beautiful Chiddush. He says in Dibur Maaskal Oimer. This is how he wants to say. You know, Rabbi Chanan says in the Kobot Shiurim, in Oshia Dal, he says, I don't understand. Don't warn the guy and it won't become usher. You know what I mean? Don't warn the guy and it won't become usher. If you hold like the Ramban, that if you don't warn the guy, it won't become usher, then don't warn him. If you're the Baal HaAchita and you have any inkling that he's not going to do it, why would you warn him? Don't warn him, it won't become usher. So the Sefer Oranir quotes B'Shem the Chazon Ish. You're right. But I have an Eitz HaTov. What's Eitz HaTov mean? I want you to get this down. I have good advice for you. I have good advice for you to Baal HaTfuah. That if you want to get money back, if you want to mechayev the Baal HaBayis to build a fence, and not to what? In order that it won't damage your kerem, you better warn him, and then he will what? He will pay for the fence in order that his what? In order that his kerem won't become kilayim. Because his kerem is going to become... You see, you're right. If you don't say anything, don't worry about it. You don't say anything, it's not going to be awesome. But I'll tell you one thing. I would advise you to tell him. Because once you tell him, his stuff's going to become awesome. And he's going to have to make the fence, and he'll also have to pay for it. So I would recommend that you should tell him. Rabbi Chanan says, what's the big deal? Don't give asra, it won't become asra, according to Rabban. You know what the Chazon Ish says? I recommend you tell him, because once you tell him, there's going to be a what? And he doesn't do it, there's going to be an issur of kilayim, and he'll mess up his own property, so he's going to want to build a fence, and he'll have to pay it. And therefore, you'll have a good fence, and it'll be fine. So that's what comes out. This is the whole mahalach I wanted to bring out here. You follow what I'm saying? This is the chiddush. Okay? Yes, go ahead,
you. I'm understanding, according to the Rashi, Mishan, why, or I guess according to all of them, why we care what the ratzon of the parents?
Because there's a special din in the Torah, Lo Tizra. Hashem says Lo Tizra, it's a good kasher, asking the Rashi makes his own drasha. You need to generate the Isra Kilan, the wanting of the Baal Bais. He has to want it. Hashem says, don't dare do it. And when you do it, and you want it, it'll become Asra. But if it becomes manufactured without you wanting it, then it won't be Asra. In fact, the other drasha we said is what? Karmacha. Kein Shocha. Meaning, I want it like this. I want this to be my what? I want a mixture. That's what the Torah asks.
Shouldn't it be on the Baal Sada as well?
No, because the Torah says karmacha. Karmacha. The focal point is the grapes with anything else. It's really karmacha. Okay? It will be asr on the Bala Sada too. But the bottom line is you need in order to manufacture kalam, you need nichusa. You need the wanting of the desire. Not that we want you to desire it. Objectively, the category of Isha Kalam needs the nichusa to buy one. So Taisus holds machshava. And the Rash is much more precise. It says it's the chus of the Bayri. That's how he answers the Kasha. But this extends to two different Nikudas, which you must get. And that's if there's no Hasra given. Is it become Asra Kilayim? Taisus says what? Yes, but you're putter from paying. The Rabban says not only putter from paying, it won't become Kilayim. Because if it's Kilayim, you'd have to pay. The Rabban Lashitos, a Karim Yishogish Chayiv. And then that extends to another Nikuda. Who's giving the Hasra? Is Beis Din giving the Hasra? And therefore, if you don't have Beis Din give the Asra, then I don't know anything about it. It's not what's in Kuma, so it won't be Asra. That's the Rabban. The Rabban has the gear solution. It's like the Rabban Lishitoso in three ways, a little bit. It's a little bit Lishitoso. The Rabban Lishitoso in three different spots. How? Garmi Bishogik Chayiv. Number two, the Kilayim does not become what? The Kilayim does not become Asra. And number three, Beis Din is the one that's giving the what? Giving the warning. And if Beis Din doesn't give it, I have no wanting of it, so why is it Asra? Whereas Taisus holds Garbi Bishogig is putter. So even though there's no Asra, it will be putter on plate, but Kilayim will be manufactured. It will be Usher, no doubt. And the warning is by the Baal HaSadeh. I know that there's Kilayim going to be made, Mr. Baal HaSadeh, but I don't want to pay for the fence myself. Well, if that refusal, that's enough to create Kilayim. That's enough to create Kilayim. That's why it's Usher, according to the Chukas and Taisus. See, the two Nakudas, you always got to remember. You're putter for paint, but did it become Kilayim? Does it become Kilayim or not? That's the Machlokes Ramban and Taisus. Taisus says it does become Kilayim. The Ramban says not only you put it away, it does not become Kilayim. Those are the two Nakudas that go hand in hand. Benji, you got me? Those are the two Nakudas. Oren, you got me? Those are the two Nakudas. Are you putting your put and repay? The question is, does it become Kilayim? Taisus says it's still Kilayim. The Ramban says no, it's not even Kilayim. Okay? The Ramban has to say that, because the Ramban holds Garmi and Kuchasdina Garmi. Garmi Shoge is your Chayiv. So if you're Chayiv, then if it was Kilayim, then you should have to pay. So it must be it was not manufactured as Kilayim. Why? Because you need Beis Din to warn you. And if Beis Din gives you that big warning, then I don't. That doesn't show well to the Kumo. Whereas according to Taisus, it's the other guy who's supposed to warn me, the Baal HaSadeh, not Beis Din. He says, you know, Mr. Baal HaKeren, you should put up a fence. I say, okay, I know I should. But you know what? If I put up a fence, you know, you're chipping in. He says, no, I'm not. And I said, I'm not building a fence. But I do realize that it's Kilayim. So that's Rotsa Bikuma. That's enough Rotsa Bikuma. Whereas if you have Beis Din warning me, that's something else. If Beis Din doesn't warn me, then I have no Rotsa Bikuma at all. If there's no Rotsa Bikuma, there's no issue. Okay, let's close with something Chumash. Okay? Let's close with something Chumash, Rosh Hashanah.